This next track is sung by Dermot O'Brien. Now, Dermot, no longer with us, he's gone to God now, but Dermot and I were great friends. He was a tremendous musician. He could sing a good song, he could write a good song, and he could play, oh, amazingly, in the early days on the accordion, but I think in latter days he turned to the keyboard. But here he's telling the story of a young man leaving, one of those songs again, leaving his native home in Ireland. And his girlfriend gives him a shamrock and says, "When you look at this shamrock, think of me." Here's Dermot O'Brien.
In the dark, a ship was anchored on a bright St. Patrick's Day. On the quay, a lasso was sighing for her lover going away. In her hand, she held an emblem and its parted leaves were three. And her parting words were darling, "Look at these and think of me." Freely shamrock I adore thee, your three leaves I long to see. When there's brighter days in Ireland, I'll come home and I'll marry thee. Just before the ship had started, as she laid her hand on mine, just before we had parted, she looked with loving eyes so kind. To my coat she pinned an emblem, and its parted leaves were three. And her parting words were darling, "Look at these and think of me. Three leaves shamrock I adore thee, your three leaves I long to see. When there's brighter days in Ireland, I'll come home and I'll marry thee." But tonight I am an exile, far from home and far from thee. Next my heart I'll wear your token, love, no matter where I be. And though all the seas divide us, and your face I might never see, when there's brighter days in Ireland, I'll come home and I'll marry thee. Three leaves shamrock I adore thee, your three leaves I long to see. When there's brighter days in Ireland, I'll come home and I'll marry thee. I'll come home and I'll marry thee.
Dermot Dermot O'Brien telling us all about the three-leaf shamrock, which, of course, you all know is the emblem, or one of the emblems, of Ireland. I've told you quite often on Sounds Irish that we, as we were growing up, we used to have hoolies, not every week, but every second or third week on a Sunday evening. This was before we had television. Joe used to play the piano and everybody in the family had to do their own little bit, whether it was a song or a monologue or whatever. But around Christmas time and during holiday time, we'd invite some of the neighbours to come in and join us. And there was one particular neighbour of ours used to sing this next song. She was a lovely old lady, very quiet, and had a sweet voice. She used to sing this song now that I'm going to play for you, sung here by Frank McCafferty.
When the golden sun sinks in the west, and the toil of a long day is o'er, though the road may be long, in the lilt of the song I forget I was weary before. Far ahead, where the blue shadows fall, I shall come to contentment and rest. And the toils of the day will be all charmed away in my little grey home in the west. There are hands that will welcome me in. There are lips I am burning to kiss. There are two eyes that shine just because they are mine, and a thousand things other men miss. It's a corner of heaven itself, though it's only a tumble down nest. But with love brooding there, why no place can compare with my little grey home in the west. Can compare with my little grey home in the west.
Ah, happy days. Frank McCafferty and My Little Grey Home in the West. A memory jogger for Joe. And now my favourite Irish duo, Foster and Alan. And they're singing a song from Bonnie Scotland, Bonnie Mary of Argyll. And I'll be a bit cheeky on this one. I'll dedicate this to any Mary that's listening to me.
I have heard the mavis singing his love song to the morn. I have seen the dewdrop clinging to the rose just newly born. But a sweeter song has cheered me at the evening's gentle close. And I've seen an eye still brighter than the dewdrop on the rose. 'Twas thy voice, my gentle Mary, and thine artless winning smile that has made this world uneeden. Mary of Argyle. Though thy voice may lose its sweetness, and thine eye its brightness too, though thy step may lack its fleetness, and thy hair its sunny hue, still to me wilt thou be dearer than all the world shall own. I have loved thee for thy beauty, but not for that alone. I have sought thy heart, dear Mary, and its goodness was the wine that has made thee mine forever. Bonnie Mary of Argyle.
Well, Mary, that was for you. Foster and Allen and Bonnie Mary of Argyle. Now it's a track from Golden Bough, remembering the days when New York was Irish. I think it still is, isn't it?
I'll sing you a song of days long ago, when people from Galway and the County Mayo and all over Ireland came over to stay and to take up a new life in America. They were ever so happy, they were ever so sad, to grow up in a new world, through good times and bad. All the parties and weddings, the Katies and Wades, where New York was Irish, full of joys and heartbreaks. We worked on the subway, we ran the saloons, we built all the bridges, we played all the tunes, we put out the fires and controlled City Hall. We started with nothing and wound up with it all. They were ever so happy, they were ever so sad, to grow up in a new world, through good times and bad. All the parties and weddings, the Katies and Wades, when New York was Irish, full of joys and heartbreaks. You could travel from Kingsbridge to Queens or Midtown, from Highbridge to Banbridge, from uptown to down, from the east side to the seaside, sweet summer scenes. We made New York City our island of dreams. They were ever so happy, they were ever so sad, to grow up in a new world, through good times and bad. All the parties and weddings, Katies and Wades, where New York was city was mine. Oh, how I love all those radiant smiles. How I long for the days when we danced in the aisles. They were ever so happy. They were ever so sad. To grow old in a new world, through good times and bad. All the parties and weddings, the kiddies and waves, where New York was Irish, full of joys and heartbreaks. They were ever so happy, they were ever so sad, to grow old in a new world, through good times and bad. All the parties and weddings, the kiddies and waves, where New York was Irish, full of joys and heartbreaks. Where New York was Irish, full of joys and heartbreaks.
When New York, Irish, and full of heartbreaks, 'twas ever thus, as my mother would say, God rest her. I've been lucky, friends. I've been a musician for, well, most of my life, except for the first 8 years or so. And one of the joys musically for me, and among many joys in my hometown here of Bray, is to provide the music in my local church. I play the organ and I train the choir. And I also play the organ for weddings and funerals and other such church ceremonies. Last year, a friend of mine went to God, but before he passed away, he had two requests. One, that Joe Bollard would do the music at his funeral. And secondly, when the remains are being brought from the church, he said, I want Joe to sing Fiddler's Green. Frank was an avid fisherman. He loved to go out and with the boats and go fishing. I live on, as I say, in Bray, right on the seashore, so there's lots of opportunities for fishing. And as I say, he wanted me to sing this song. And every time I hear this song, I smile to myself. Frank is up there in heaven with God, smiling down as we listen to Patsy Whatcorn and Fiddler's Green. And if you listen to the lyrics, you'll get the reason why.
As I walked by the dockside one evening so fair, to view the salt waters and take the salt air, I heard an old fisherman singing a song. Oh, take me away, buys me time, it's not long. Wrap me up in the ice skins and jumpers, no more on the dockside be seen. Just tell me, oh shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. Now Fiddler's Green is a place I heard tell, where fishermen go if they don't go to hell, where the skies are all clear and the dolphins do play, and the cold coast of Greenland is far, far away. Wrap me up in the oilskins and jumpers, no more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. The skies are all clear and there's never a gale, and the fish jump on board with a swish of their tail. Where you lie at your leisure, there's no work to do, and the skipper's below making tea for the crew. Wrap me up in the oilskins and jumpers,
no more on the dark side sing. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. When you get back on dock and the long journey's true, there's pubs and there's clubs and there's lassies there too, where the girls are all pretty and the beer it is free, and those bottles of rum growing from every tree. Wrap me up in your skins and jumpers, no more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green. Now I don't want a harp nor a halo, not me. Just give me a breeze and a good rolling sea, and I'll play me old squeeze box as we sail along, with the wind in the rigging to sing me a song. Wrap me up in the oilskins and jumpers, no more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you someday on Fiddler's Green.
And now a track from that multi-talented family, the Black Family. Wonderful musicians, all of them, in their own right, but together they make a lovely sound. Now, they're telling us here about Colcannon. Now, the last time I played this track, I don't think I made it quite clear. Colcannon is a dish of potatoes and scallions and cream. And personally, I don't like it, but that's just me. In parts of Ireland, it's called Cally. And in other parts of Ireland, it's got a different name altogether, which escapes me for the moment. But they're singing the song, and did you ever taste your mother's Colcannon? Oh, you did, so you did, so did you, and so did I. Listen to the multi-talented Black Family telling us all about Colcannon, and listen to the lyric. As I always say with many of these tracks, it's listening to the lyrics that tell you the whole story.
Well, did you ever make Colcannon made with lovely pickle cream, with the greens and scallions mingle like a picture in a dream? Did you ever make a hole on top to hold the melt and flake of the creamy flavoured butter that our mothers used to make?
Oh, you did, so did he, and so did I. And the more I think about it, sure, the nearer I'm to cry. Oh, where and then the happy days when troubles we knew not, and our mothers made Colcannon in the little skillet pot.
Well, did you ever take potato cake and boxed it to the school? Took underneath your oxter with your books, your slate and rule. And when teacher wasn't looking, sure a great big bite you'd take of the creamy flavoured soft and melting sweet potato cake.
Oh, you did, so did he, and so did I. And the more I think about it, sure, the nearer I'm to cry. Oh, weren't them the happy days when troubles we knew not, and our mothers made Colcannon in the little skillet pot.
Well, did you ever go a-courting, boys, and the evening sun went down, and the moon began a-peeping from behind the hill down, and you wandered down the boreen where the cloracon was seen, and you whispered love and praises to your own dear sweet Colleen?
Oh, you did, so did he, and so did I, and the more I think about it, sure, the nearer I'm to cry. Oh, when then the happy days when troubles we knew not, and our mothers made Colcannon in the little skillet pot.
Oh, you did, so you did, so did he, and so did I. And the more I think about it, sure, the nearer I'm to cry. Oh, and then the happy days when troubles we knew not, and our mothers lay all cannon in the little skillet pot.
Wonderful sound from the Black family. And I thought of it. It was called Cannon. That's in one part of the country. Another part of the country, it's called Cali. And in another part of the country, it's called Bakshti. It's all mashed potatoes and scallions and cream all stewed together. Ew. But most people like it. I've told you countless times on Sounds Irish, my friends, how I spent 7 happy years working with the band in Ballina, County Mayo. Working with the band, I had the opportunity to travel, to visit places I would never have been to had I not been with this band. Well, I don't think so anyway. We travelled all over Ireland, naturally, and then we would tour the UK a couple of times a year, and then maybe once a year we'd go to the US. But wherever we went, we met Mayo people. So at the end of each gig, whether it was a dance or a concert or what have you, we always had to play and sing this song. I was the one that had to do the vocals on this one. So every time I hear it, it takes me back to those happy days in County Mayo. And I'm going to dedicate this to any Mayo person, no matter what part of the world you're listening to me in. This song is just for you, and I hope it brings back happy memories.
It's just a year ago today, I left old Erin's Isle. My heart was throbbing in the soft light of my Colleen's smile. In all my dreams I seem to hear her sweet voice soft and low. I know she's waiting where we said goodbye in old Mayo. For two Irish eyes are shining and an Irish heart is pining, where I kissed her and caressed her in the gloaming long ago. Loving Irish arms will press me, and true Irish love caress me, and sweet Irish lips will bless me when it's moonlight in Mayo. Shine all through the darkest night. I know their sweet love beams will always fill the world with light. The roses of her cheeks will lend enchantment to the scene. And when the shamrock wears the dew, I'll wed my sweet Colleen. For two Irish eyes are shining, and an Irish heart is pining, where I kissed her and caressed her in the gloaming long ago. bless me. And true Irish love caress me, and sweet Irish lips will bless me when it's moonlight in Mayo.
Patsy Watcorn and Moonlight in Mayo. Along with Brendan O'Dowda and Daniel, I like to fit in, if I possibly can, a Johnny McAvoy track on our Sounds Irish programme each week. I'm a big fan of Johnny. I think he's a wonderful musician. I term him as a minstrel. If ever there was a minstrel, Johnny McAvoy. Sings lovely, plays guitar nicely, writes a lot of his own material, but he didn't write this one. This one is entitled Yet Another Farewell Song on the Shores of a Merry Kay.
I'm bidding farewell to the land of my youth and the homes I love so well, and the mountains grand of my own native land. I'm bidding them all farewell. With an aching heart I'll bid them adieu, for tomorrow I sail far away, o'er the raging foam, for to seek a home on the shores of a merry kay. It's not for the want of employment I'm going, it's not for the love of fame, that fortune bright may shine over me and give me a glorious name. It's not for the want of employment I'm gone on this weary and stormy sea, but to seek a home for my own true love on the shores of a merry kay. And when I am bidding my last farewell, the tears like rain will blind, to think of my friends and my own native land and the homes I'm leaving behind. Ah, but if I'm to die on a foreign land and be buried so far, far away, no fond mother's tears will be shed o'er my grave on the shores of a merry kay.
Well, Johnny McAvoy, bidding you all adieu, he says. And that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm bidding you all adieu. That's this week's programme. And I hope you've enjoyed it. My problem, you know, friends, is what tracks to leave out. I'll say, oh, I play this one. Oh, no, I play that one. But I fit them in on next week's programme. Now, friends, I hope you've enjoyed it. I've had a ball. This is Joe Bullard saying, well, before I say anything, I will say the email address, because I'm sure we've got new listeners coming on. I'm sure they would like to drop me a line if you've got a question to ask, a request, or if you're just curious. I'd love to hear from you. The email address is Everton, Everton, 274 at sky.com, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. As I say, particularly if you're a new listener, come on, drop me a line. Friends, this is Joe Bullard saying, may good God bless you and yours and me and mine. And no matter what part of the world you're in, we here in Ireland are sending you a big hello. Take care of yourselves and of one another. God bless you all. Travel safely. Sloan. Bye.